This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn. And joining me is somebody that I would say he feels slighted by the national media, and I felt compelled to bring him on to state his case. He is an owner of the Wild Aces in the fan-controlled football league. Greg Miller is here. What's going on, Greg?
Not much, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for coming on. So, yeah, I just want to give...
You answered the call. You know what I mean? You answered the call. You understand that the mainstream media is... I don't want to hear about Richard Sherman. I don't want to hear about Quavo. It's time to talk about Greg Miller. Kind of funny. The Wild Aces.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, because, right, like, it's the thing where I'm looking through the league and I'm seeing all the owners, and I see you, and I'm like, all right, well, who is Greg Miller, and what is kind of funny? So, like, for the people that don't know, what's the deal?
Oh, man. Okay, so my name's Greg Miller. My lifelong dream since the fourth grade has been to talk about video games and write about video games. And I've been doing that for 14 years professionally now. And 6 years ago, we broke off to start our own company called Kinda Funny. It's a YouTube and podcast empire at this point, with two different YouTube channels, two different Patreons, a whole bunch of different shows going on where we talk about all the things we love to an incredibly dedicated audience of millions.
Which is great. And so now, like, and here's one of the fun things that I noticed you doing is basically you're like, oh, well, we're not getting some love, so I'm just going to run up the Twitter follower account for your team. So, like, how much has the account skyrocketed for the Wild Aces since you started this whole campaign?
Oh, man. It's been, what, 24 hours? And we've gone from, I think, the Wild FCF Wild Aces, if you're listening, you want to follow on Twitter. They've gone from just a little over 2,500 to now well over 8,000. Like, we were able to juice it up that much. Because, yeah, the thing that we've seen, and I know my role in all this, I'm the internet kid that they brought in to talk about video games and has an audience that is on the internet already for their internet football. But, you know, every time USA Today writes about this, Forbes writes about this, it's always Richard Sherman, it's always Quavo, it's always Renee, it's all these big names from sports, because obviously this is a sports story. And so when they get to Kinda Funny, when they get to Wild Aces, they usually just say the name and move on, because they have no idea who the hell Greg Miller and Kinda Funny are. So my plan yesterday, right, on Tuesday, was I was like, you know what, if we can get an astronomical amount of Twitter followers. Right now, we have more Twitter followers than the FCF themselves. I was like, then they will have to look into this and see what's going on. And you, with CBS Sports, were able to be like, you know what? We need to figure this out. We need to get it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So now we're here. We're figuring it out. So, like, how does a guy like you get tied into the FCF? And what's it been like since you've been an owner of the league?
Man, so the way we get tied into the FCF is that, you, for everybody who doesn't know who I am and what Kind of Funny is, the easiest way to describe it in a nutshell, right, is that I call every listener and viewer best friend. When we talk about our audience, we talk about the Kind of Funny best friends. And I know that can sound at knee-jerk reaction like a marketing buzzword, that's all the things that are wrong with advertising, but it's not. You know, Kind of Funny is very big, but it's actually very small when you compare us to the other competitors in our space or other YouTubers you probably know, like PewDiePie, right, or Ninja or something like that, people who are streaming video games. But what we have is this audience of Kind of Funny best friends that take it seriously. And when we started the company, what we said was, we aren't making this for you, we're making this with you. We are there on the ground floor with you. This is something we're creating together. And I was lucky enough that one of the founders of the FCF, Patrick Dees, is a Kind of Funny best friend. He knew me from that, and he knew all that. And so when he started down the road that would lead to the FCF, he approached me and was like, hey, like, I know how powerful the Kind of Funny audience is. I always go back, you know, won an award at the Game Awards for Trending Gamer, and I beat PewDiePie and I beat Markiplier, and I beat it because my audience knew how much that award meant to me, and they went and voted for me over and over, and they set alarms and they would tell their friends and they would get their parents to go onto this website and vote for me because they knew that we could make action happen. And you're seeing that right now with the FCF Wild Aces Twitter account, Wild Aces, because I'm out there asking for it and doing it. And sure, you know, Richard Sherman is a bigger name than Greg Miller in the sporting world for sure, and obviously in the world at large. He's a real celebrity, right? I'm an internet celebrity. That and $2 gets you a cup of coffee. But I have an audience that when I ask them to do something, they go into action. They go be a part of it.
Well, yeah. And so to have that kind of mentality and to see the account go the way that it did, like, do you have any plans for what you want to do with the team now that you've got this kind of movement? You kind of got this kind of energy. Like, where does this go? What's next?
Yeah. You know, the way to keep this up and the way to keep going is right into February 13th, right? That's, you know, the first game here for the FCF. It's our first game. We the Wild Aces kick it all off against the Glacier Boys, who are a terrible team, and you don't need to worry about them. But the idea is, I think, to keep rolling with that. I've known from the beginning, and the rest of Kinda Funny has known from the beginning, and the audience has known from the beginning when we got involved with this, that we are going to be the consummate underdogs. We are going to be the people who, you know, now we have Austin Eckler, of course, from Los Angeles Chargers on our team, and he as a co-owner. And so that gives us some credibility. But what we lack in professionalism when it comes to football, we make up for with theatrics. And so, you know, it's well-worn stories in my group, obviously, in my podcasting. But, like, I was an antler in college at the University of Missouri. And if you don't know what the antlers are, they are the student group that the University of Missouri wish would go away because they are that annoying to the other teams. And we were the ones calling KU at 3 in the morning trying to keep players up and getting pizzas delivered to the hotel so there'd be knocks at the door. That is the kind of guerrilla warfare you're going to see against these other teams.
Which is great, man, because here's the thing, right? Like, I've seen so many different football leagues come and go, and the problem is that they all want to be the NFL. And, like, for this league, it's so not, you know, to have fans involved the way that they do, to have owners like this where they've got guys like you. I mean, you're an owner of a team that's coming out and talking trash about other teams. Like, that's fun, you know? So to see the flexibility of this and how they're not just saying they're letting fans get involved, but they're actually fans are writing the rule book, you know? So when they're doing that, when they're picking the players that are going into the league and all this different stuff, like, it's such a remarkable thing. So, like, for you as an owner, what is it like to, you know, what do you expect it to be like? I mean, you're going into your first season with all of this. So how does this play out over the course of an actual football season?
I imagine it's going to get crazier. What I plan to do out there is to give all these real athletes, my fellow owners of FCF teams, right, a punch in the face verbally and with the smack talk and with what they'll see on Twitter. Like, I don't think they're prepared for the Kinda Funny army. I don't think they're prepared to wake up to a million memes in their mentions. I don't think, you know, to blow it up that way, to have them streaming the game on their chat and on their Twitch channel, and I send my chat over to theirs just to talk trash to then come back to ours. Like, we have an audience that understands we are there to wreak havoc in a fun way. Obviously, we're not out there to be bad guys, but we are out there to be heels, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
everybody in my audience understands wrestling. We understand the WWE persona, and that is exactly what we're going to do. I don't think you're going to see Quavo cutting weekly promos the way you're going to see Greg Miller and Johnny Ace, who is our mascot, yes, cutting promos every week and sending them out to people,
which is great. And here's the other thing too, is the FCF just made an announcement that people can be, I guess, partners or owners in the league as well. So what is that relationship? How does that all work?
So the way it works is they're using a platform called Republic. And the idea is there that you can buy in for a minimum of $150 and you get the actual shares in the team that other owners have. The owner, the shares that Kinda Funny has, you are buying those same kind of shares. You are, you know, in it for a profit sharing when we get there. And the idea about it is that it would be disingenuous to do anything else. Like, as you said, and if people don't understand, like, fan controlled football is run by the fans. And I know that probably sounds trite, but keep in mind, we're called the Wild Aces because our audience submitted hundreds of names. We narrowed it down to 4, then the audience voted on that and Wild Aces won. Then the fans submitted hundreds of logo designs. We narrowed that down to 4 and put that out, maybe 5, put it out there and people voted on it. Like, that is what we're doing ahead of time. Right now there's been, you know, votes about it, if it's going to be 1 foot in bounds, 2 feet in bounds, how instant replay works. But when it gets really exciting, I think, is when we get into February and we get there. The way it works, since this is a smaller league to start with just four teams, is we can franchise one player for every team. Then there's a draft every week. So that first week, we're going in blind off of what we've seen right now. Everybody's in the bubble in Georgia, right? We get to have the stats. We get to pick the team. We get to go. But if we see somebody in the Zappers game that we really liked and they're not franchised, we come together the next Wednesday and go, all right, let's try to get that person on our team right now. And then you roll into the game. So then in the game, even, you're voting on the plays. Like, the coaching staff makes a playbook. They put it into the app, and then on game day, the fans go and vote on what play gets run. That's the winning play gets run. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so to get to this part where you're talking about the Republic and being able to actually own shares in the team, it's the same idea. And I think that's why it spoke so much to Kind of Funny, is that in the same way we weren't building Kind of Funny for you, we were building Kind of Funny with you. The FCF, you know, talks the talk but walks the walk. Like, this is a league controlled by you, so why not own shares in your favorite team?
Well, yeah, and that's the amazing thing. And I was going to do it myself, but I'm in the media, so I don't know if I can do that. You know,
I think you can. Get on the Wild Ace bandwagon here. Start calling some right plays out there.
Well, yeah, and here's one of the things. Here's a final question I got for you. Is given everything in your background, and like, you got such a fun energy that you bring to all of this, and the whole environment, it just seems like a great fit. Have you thought about any trick plays yet for your team?
You want to know, here's what I've been kicking around, right? And
okay,
it gets a little bit hard, but if I like what I see from the team we have in week one, my thought process is, do we just sandbag the rest of the regular season? Everybody's making the playoffs. There's a whole bunch of different perks you get. There's votes on what those look like too as well. But my thought is, what if we just bad news bears it? All right, everybody, we know what we're doing. All right, cool. Everybody just dead quiet. We know, I go out there and we just, I tell people that because it's going to be that thing of, everybody can vote and do whatever they want, but I think the audience watching with us live on Twitch, right, we're going to be like, all right, cool, everybody do this play, let's get on that thing. So what if we just, we went rogue, we just did a whole bunch of bad plays to look bad the entire time, then we catch them off guard.
And the whole sports world would implode, by the way, because like, I'm a Philly guy, so we had the Sixers who tanked famously, and like, everybody blew up about that. The Eagles just tanked a couple of weeks ago, and everybody bugged out about that. Like, you would set the sports world on fire in the best way if you guys did that. So I'm rooting for it. I'm absolutely rooting for it, and I'm rooting for the Wild Aces. Greg Miller, and owner of the Wild Aces, you can also find him at kindoffunny.com. Greg, this has been great, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, anytime. Thank you for having me, Vince.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.